to the Teaching and Learning Innovation Podcast. I'm Gary Ackerman. In this session, we'll be taking a look at a powerful teaching technique. It's called worked examples. Worked examples are step-by-step demonstrations of how to solve problems. It provides learners with a model to follow. It breaks down complex steps into smaller tasks that are more manageable. So why should you consider using worked examples in your teaching? Well, here are some compelling reasons. First, we have improved problem-solving skills. By observing you as an expert solving a problem, learners have a deeper understanding of the underlying concepts. Second, enhanced self-efficacy. Seeing how problems are solved successfully can boost students' confidence and their motivation. Third, reduced cognitive load. Worked examples reduce cognitive load by guiding learners through the process of solving complex problems. Fourth, increased engagement. Well-designed worked examples can capture learners' attention and spark their curiosity of how to solve more problems. Fifth, flexible learning. Worked examples can be used in various learning contexts, including face-to-face instruction, online courses, and self-directed learning. Yep. To maximize the benefits of worked examples, consider these tips. First, variety is key. Use a variety of worked examples to expose learners to different problem types and different solution strategies. Second, faded guidance. Gradually reduce the level of guidance in subsequent examples to encourage independent thinking. Third, active learning. Incorporate opportunities for learners to practice and apply what they've learned. Finally, feedback and reflection. Provide feedback on learners' work and encourage them to reflect on their own problem-solving processes.